Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Mike Downard, talking Hiawatha Redhawk football. Hiawatha now 3-2 on the season with the big win against Jeff West last week. It was homecoming, Coach, and a happy one at that. 45-7, the final score as you take care of business against Jeff West. And had to be pleased the way your team had bounced back from the first district loss against Straw Creek. What were some of the biggest bright spots and things you saw you liked from your team last Friday in Week 5?
Well, I liked that they came out and competed, of course. You know, I thought they did a good job preparing all week. You know, it was tough getting over that Rock Creek one, how that game went. But, you know, I think our guys knew that they were a little bit better than that. But they were able to respond and put it behind them and practice. And had a good week of practice. And, you know, some of the bright spots, Brandon Barnhill played pretty well. Had, you know, 20 carries, 140 yards, a couple touchdowns, threw a touchdown pass. Tyler Davis had some carries. Cody Nevels, he did well. He ran the ball hard. He scored himself a touchdown as well. You know, I was just really pleased to see the guys respond and really get after it, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We've been playing pretty well on defense up until Rock Creek, and I was really glad to see the defense respond as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you give up 7 points, but, I mean, you'd shut out Riverside, only allowed 7 to Perry, 12 to Troy. So what's been the key? And I know, did you mention you had like 3 interceptions in that game that certainly helped your defense last week?
Yep, it sure did. You know, our secondary's been flying around making plays, so again, good to see them bounce back and respond against, you know, that Rock Creek game was tough for them, but like I said, they did bounce back. So, you know, Ashton, I think, had a pick. Joel Bryan had a pick. So, yeah, it was good to see those guys bounce back and play hard and get after it. We knew they were going to throw the ball around, so they were prepared.
How's the line done? I know that was kind of one of the bigger question marks coming into the season, but how's their progression been and just what you've seen from a chemistry standpoint for your linemen on both sides of the football?
Yeah, I think offensive line have gotten quite a bit better, you know, chemistry-wise. O-line's a lot of communication, so we struggled with that in the beginning. You know, we've kind of seen some of the same front, so that's helped as well, just seeing the same thing on the offensive side of the ball anyway. Defensively, you know, our guys have been getting a little pass rush at times. They've been playing well, trying to, you know, they're buying into Coach Parman's scheme as well. So, again, just glad to see those guys keep playing hard and keep improving.
Is special teams where you expect it to be or would like it to be here going into Week 6?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we haven't really got a chance to return many punt returns, but we're doing really well on kickoff and kickoff return as well. So just pleased with how they're executing. And we do spend quite a bit of time on it in practice. So, we preach to them it is really important. And I think they're, you know, starting to rub off on them and they're understanding that.
District play and Big 7 League action continues. This time Hiawatha will be the visitors on homecoming at Holton. We'll preview that matchup when we continue here on the Red Hawk Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Mike Downard. And Coach, before we dive into Holton, just wanted to ask you briefly, obviously today was the new districts released and trying to get the schedule set. Maybe don't have all the exact dates and home and aways, but I think everybody's scratching their heads just a little bit trying to figure out how you ended up in the western side of the state, Class 3A District 5. You'll be on the western side of the bracket. Your district includes Marysville, Rock Creek, who you've played, obviously, and then Concordia and Clay Center. So just wanted to get kind of your thoughts on that and definitely going to see some different teams and have some longer trips, it looks like, the next couple years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that thing came out, too, and I was kind of going, oh, well, that's a little odd. But, you know, I was talking with our AD, and you know, it's kind of, from what we understand, it's kind of just the way the chips fell, and that's what we got. So, you know, we'll gladly accept and go out, and we'll go, yeah, like you said, we'll see some new teams, and it'll be, you know, I think it'll be a nice little mix-up for our guys. You know, some of these guys have been playing, you know, the Holtons and Sabathas and Royal Valleys for years, and now they're going to kind of go see a little bit of new competition out west.
I know it's not completely set, but it sounds like at this point there's a pretty good chance that you will not play Nemaha, Sabatha, and Riverside, three of your closer Big 7 opponents, but they're all, of course, in Class 2A, so it sounds like pretty good chance you won't face those schools then the next couple years, right?
Yeah, that's what I think our 3 non-district games are Holton, Jeff West, and Royal Valley, kind of what it sounds like as of right now. You know, it'll be we've always had some those teams, like you just mentioned, have always been really good. So, you know, it always hasn't been the best outcome of those scores, but I like playing those teams because, you know, if we're ever going to take the next step and be a really good football program, then you got to play really, really good football program. So it does kind of sting a little bit that we don't get to play those guys. And being so close to them, it's nice. They're easy trips to get to and for our fans and stuff, so that's kind of disappointing we're not going to get to play them.
A great matchup against one of those teams this week, as you had to Holton mentioned, it's Holton's homecoming. They're 5-0 in state rank. So what's the message, I guess? What's the thought process this week and getting excited about this challenge to face the Wildcats?
Yeah, I think the kids have done a really good job of trying to prepare this week. They know, you know, we've been trying to throw just everything we can at them at practice as far as being physical and getting them to understand that it's going to be a heck of a battle with those guys. And Holton's always got a great line, and they got good backs, and they're just a really good team overall. You know, we know it's going to be a tough one, so, you know, we're just trying to get the kids to keep buying in and keep progressing and keep believing in what we're saying as coaches.
You bet. Well, we look forward to I'll be there broadcasting the game this week, actually. It's on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Coach, as always, thanks for your time, and we'll chat more next week.
All right, thank you.
Coach Mike Downard of the Red Hawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats on KNZA are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.